across them sticks, and you take moss and throw that moss in a big pile of mud, and we call them a cat. When you get that moss out of that covered in mud, we lay it right on that stick thing across there, and then we put one across there.
What was the cat? I'm not sure I
understood.
Yeah,
we call that a cat, you know, where we make out that moss, where we put that moss in the mud.
What you make out of the moss in the mud? Yeah. Is that right?
That's right.
You
have that mud in there and that moss. You know what moss is?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, was this green moss or Spanish type moss?
Yeah, that's what you get off a tree.
This old moss you see hanging on the trees over there.
That's what we use.
And that was good for making?
Well, yeah, you put that mud in there with it, you see, and that would hold that mud together.
And no rocks or anything? Just
clay dirt.
Get real hard.
And have your fireplace built up there. I lived in a place where there wasn't no floor in the house.
Just dirt floor?
Just a dirt floor. I remember one time I used to go see a girl where there was they had a floor down there and there wasn't no, where they cooked. But they had a dining room, had a floor up on where they had the table, and they'd bring the food up on there.
Is that right? Yeah. Have you ever seen you said the house that you grew up in had the two rooms and a kitchen?
Just two rooms.
Kitchen?
One room and a kitchen.
Oh, one room and a kitchen.
Yeah, two rooms.
Have you ever seen a house where the kitchen was away from the house?
Yeah.
That's
the dirt floor. And the dining room, they had that. It was all right, pretty good little piece from the house. Put me at the street on it.
Did they call that anything other than the kitchen?
No, I don't think so.
They didn't call them a summer kitchen or anything like that? That's a fancy name for it.
You told water from spring, you know, usually didn't have no well. You told there were springs all around.
And had a gourd dipper. Oh, look at the gourd dipper hang on the string, around the spring, but then dip up a good cool drink of water. Everybody drank out of the same dipper. Kidding,
nobody cared.
You make a box about that big, you know, and about 2 foot square, and sink it down in the ground about that much, and dip all the mud out, and then that water would come out and run over the sides, you know.
And they didn't have any place in the house for you to take a bath toilets or plumbing facilities.
You waited till the springtime come and got warm enough to get in the creek.
We'd have a zinc tub, you know, heat the water in the tea kettle on the stove. Getting that old zinc, you know, round zinc tub, you seen them?
Oh, yeah. You didn't have any bathrooms or anything like that?
Oh, no. Didn't hardly have a back house. Place for the lady folks to go, but then just either went on to put them up down in the woods.
Did they call this a back house?
Yeah, they used to call it a Johnny or a privy. When I moved here, in this house here, there was one sitting out there on the corner.
Is that right?
That's right, it wasn't a bathroom, nothing here.
The richer people in the countries didn't have bathrooms.
We moved here 20 years ago, and my daughter up the road there, a fella told a joke on my son-in-law. His wife said, "You better fix me something to eat, or I got to go put them down in the woods for you."
Back my lunch, I got to go.
That's
how it was.
Right on the where that cow is, and that we had one built right there.
That was a long way to go at night. I don't think people went out at night though.
Yeah,
that's what I was.